Well, it's live on the Drew Marshall Show, and it's a time that we've dedicated solely to the art of music, because in my lifetime, music has touched my soul, I would say, a heck of a lot more than preachers have.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So that's why I said, you know, if I'm going to do a radio show, I'm a bit of a music junkie, and I'm going to do whatever I can to see if other people can experience the same thing. So I would like to introduce to you a gentleman who, I kind of like you. I don't like many people. Ken Whiteley.
Really? You don't like many people? I find that hard to believe, Drew.
Well, I can fake it, but...
Well, don't fake it.
I have a genuine
Don't fake it,
for
but, you know, you should... You've got to... This is where compassion comes in.
Yes.
None of us are perfect. You've got to deal with that. I understand that aspect of life.
Yes. But,
so deal with it. Okay. And you know... And... But I find that hard to believe, because I find you a very likable guy, so...
Well... That's just because it's short spurts, right?
Perhaps. Maybe if we had to live together,
no, I don't know. That'd be the end of it. That would be the end of it. Well, just in case you are unaware of Ken Whiteley, first of all, you must be living under a rock. Ken Whiteley's popular Sunday afternoon gospel music series at Hughes Room is celebrating its 12th season with an amazing selection of both local and international gospel artists. Each show highlights the interaction of award-winning guest vocalists and musicians sharing the stage with Ken for a joyous afternoon of uplifting musical magic. I have told many people, people say to me all the time, oh, what church do you go to? And I tell them Hughes Room, last Sunday of every month, 2 o'clock. And yeah, we've been able to drag a few kicking and screaming out, and they leave the building kicking and screaming for different reasons. Tim the Tool was
just there, man.
Was just there recently, and
just,
he's
the Christmas one.
Yeah,
oh, fabulous!
It was awesome.
He's now a fan. So whether you're coming for the terrific music or to sing and clap along for the spiritual experience, this gospel series promises to be an accessible and exciting blend of musical talents, as appropriate for music lovers of all ages. This month's show is on Sunday, January 25th, tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Come early, grab some lunch, a few drinks. Special guest tomorrow would be who, Ken Whiteley?
We have my old friend Len Udo, who I started singing with in the early 70s. He's got a beautiful voice. He's now a cantor at a Reformed synagogue in Winnipeg. And
whereas I am a recanter.
Yeah. And I met Jane Sibbery in the Winnipeg airport many years ago. We were both on tour. And Jane is somebody that I've known for a long time, but I asked her in the Winnipeg airport. I said, Jane, would you like to, you know, I'd be great if you did one of these Sunday gospel shows with me, you know? And Jane has a very, like, she has a lot of interesting ideas, and her songs are not typical and all this sort of stuff. But I know that she also has a strong spiritual side, and I thought this would be a neat fit. So she said, sure, I'd love to. And I said, oh, well, maybe you could do the first one. Oh, that sounds great. Her agent didn't realize that she was saying that was sounding great, and I took that as a yes. So, you know, so it's been years since that brief encounter, but right. I saw her again last summer, and I said, you know, Jane, it would be great to get you to do one of these shows. Yeah. And she said, okay, but I can only say yes if you give me about a month's notice. Like, I can't say yes now. I'd love to do one, as you know.
That's a smarter answer, I think.
Yeah, and it was a smarter answer. So she is going to be there. I know that for a fact. We just left her, and in fact, she was all willing to come down here. So Jane Sibbery, Len Udo, George Kohler will be on bass.
Freak.
And then, yes, George Kohler is an awesome bass player.
That's great.
He's a fantastic musician. And the man sitting right beside me is also an awesome musician, an awesome singer, an awesome person, and someone I'm glad to call my friend, which is Fred Penner.
Right.
And we have matching beards just about at this point.
Yes, I've been working on it.
You have too. That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's new. Fred never had the big beard thing going until recently, but I just had mine trimmed yesterday, so I didn't want to, you know.
I'd appreciate it if we actually stopped talking about hair. If you don't
Fair know. Enough. Fair enough. Maybe we should sing
You're
a song.
On.
Yeah. Fred, welcome.
Thank you very much, Drew. Pleasure
welcome.
To be here.
Yes. I was sharing just my feelings about you earlier in the show. First time we had you on the show, we had you by the phone, and it was a great conversation. Yeah. And, you know, I get asked all the time, I've interviewed a lot of people, and, who were you really excited about, and who was fun, and who was your best? You know, I get those questions. And for some bizarre reason, I was just gobsmacked talking to you. And I think it had to do with the fact that that I was at home with the kids for 4 years. And my son and I watched your show every stinking day. Every day. So it brings back a lot of warm, warm memories.
Those are good memories. All right. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you get tired of having what was it? The Cat in the Hat? No, what was it?
Cat came back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do I get tired of...
Good research.
Yeah. Tired of Dr.
Seuss. Walking around under that shadow, you know? Oh, play Cat Came Back.
No, I don't, actually. I'm quite the opposite. I'm delighted that that song became my signature tune. When I did my first album in 1979, and I was digging through... I had been digging through an old folk song encyclopedia, and I found Cat Came Back, and I jammed on it with my cousin and my brother. And I thought, this is a great tune. And then the offer to do a record came out of that. And what I love about The Cat Came Back is it has all the elements that I want to bring to a stage. It has lots of theatrical possibilities. You can get into it. You can change the verses. You can make it really dynamic and exciting. There's lots of other tunes that have been written with the same chord progression, so you can turn it into the medley world easily.
Right.
So it's grown over the time. I've written, as I said, a lot of new verses for it on different occasions. And it's one of those things where the audience, because it's connected with me, they get really enthusiastic. Just last night, I was playing at the Aviv restaurant on DuPont in downtown Toronto. It was a fundraiser for the Mendelssohn Choir, and there was two couples that had come in to have dinner at this place. They had no idea what they were coming into. There was a music thing happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I get up and I start singing The Cat Came Back, and I'm looking right across at this young lady sitting there in with a fork full of food, aiming for her mouth. And her jaw sort of stops, and she grabs her phone and she turns it on and she holds it up in the air to start taping, you know, and videotaping.
What a
The
phenomena.
Cat Came Back. They were so excited that they were there for that moment.
Wow.
So that seems to be what's happening, and I honor that feeling.
I have never seen anybody work like off the hip and as quick and as sort of this improv thing. The way you fit the word Strombolopolis into The Cat in the Hat, you did that song on George's show.
Oh, that was so much fun.
And the audience, you killed it. One of those.
Not the
cat. In the nicest of ways.
Yes, yeah.
He tried to kill the cat.
That's right.
The cat came back.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
He's an elusive creature.
Ken, what is that instrument in your hands?
This is a mandolin.
What's it sound like?
It sounds like...
Gives me shivers, man. Gives me shivers.
Pretty.
And I hear that there's a little Canadian guitar company called Larivee. And do they make pretty decent guitars?
Fairly,
Fred Penner?
Fairly serious instrument.
Boy, good bass in that, huh? Well, that's it, folks. That's the end of the show.
Back in Nagasaki.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jean-Claude made this instrument for me. It was a handmade piece, and he picked the wood personally. We went into his humidity-controlled wood room, and he said, I want this and want this and want that, and it's been a fine instrument.
And it's a great success story, actually, the Larivee Guitar Company, because he started making handmade guitars himself, and then he trained a whole series of apprentices. So he trained Grit Laskin, so I have a couple of Laskin guitars. He trained Linda Manzer, who Pat Metheny uses his guitars, her guitars.
Yeah.
You know, David Wren, the guy who owns the 12th Fret, all these different guitar makers. Then he moved out to Victoria, and then he began expanding into using the model that Martin Guitars did, which is the guitar is still handmade, so the Larivee guitars are handmade, but one guy is just doing tops all day. He's just making tops. Another guy's doing necks. He's sanding necks, or he's putting in frets on necks. And so it's an assembly line, handmade process, so they can turn out guitars more efficiently, more quickly, sell them more cheaply, and yet it's still a handmade Canadian product that's of high quality.
Mm-hmm. You know, please don't take this the wrong way, guys, but I don't want to hear you talk anymore.
You know, we're only a breath.
There we are. It's true. In fact, Ken was the inspiration for this tune. A number of years ago, I'd been invited to play at the Mariposa Festival, and Ken was doing a gospel workshop, and I wanted something new to bring to the table.
Yeah.
And a week earlier, I was playing Canada Day in Leduc, Alberta, and I sat down in the Days Inn on an afternoon, and I wrote a tune that was inspired by my mother, who had passed away a couple of years before, and thought, well, what is mortality all about? And the phrase, it's only a breath between you and your God.
Boy, this is what a segue. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, live on the Drew Marshall for the first time together, Mr. Ken Whiteley and Mr. Fred Penner.
When you hear the sounds of laughter, when you hear a baby cry, when you're sitting by a riverbank and clouds are drifting by, when you feel a gentle breeze that whispers in your ear, then you know the Spirit is near. And there's only a breath between you and your God. Only a breath between you and your God. He knows every step of the road you have trod. You're ready, he'll be there to stay. There's no better time than right here and right now for making your sacred vow. And there's only a breath between you and your God. Only a breath between you and your God. He knows every step of the road you have trod. There's only a breath between you and your God. To remember when beauty touched your soul, when you left your precious ego and let God take control. What simple acts of kindness have you given and received? And when did you first believe that there's only a breath between you and your God? Only a breath between you and your God. He knows every step of the road you have trod. There's only a breath between you and your God. Yeah, there's only a breath between you and your God. Yeah, there's only a breath between you and your God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ken Whiteley and Fred Penner on the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you.
I got to be careful because I do get enthusiastic, and sometimes I overpraise and say things like, that might have been my most favorite musical moment on the Drew Marshall Show.
I don't think you'd be very far off. Buddy.
Right? Man, that was so beautiful. Well done. Really well done.
Thank you.
Have you guys ever fought?
There was that one note that I thought should have been a major, and you made it a 7 back in 1973.
And you still remember that?
Yeah, and I still remember that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why do you think he's still in
therapy? Is that why I don't get hired much? No, just kidding.
No, we actually get along quite well. Yeah. I haven't recorded with Ken for many years, and I think that needs to be rectified before.
Well, hey, I'm ready anytime. But I also understand the buy local thing, you know, and when records sold a lot more than they do now, then
it was easier.
It was easier.
Both have an affinity for folk music. But is that the right term? Are we saying the right? Because I keep thinking of Eugene Levy in that movie.
Well, you know, the Mighty Wind, and I felt like I know people like that. Yeah. You know, this is he nailed it. You know, I mean, all of the characters in that movie were truly. You know, as someone who's been around the folk world for now 50 years. I started playing folk music and in folk clubs and stuff when I was 14. So.
Really? Well, hold on. What was the name of that movie?
The Mighty Wind.
Mighty Wind. Sorry.
Yeah. And you know, sort of a little messed up and, you know, talented, but also, you know, kind of and seen better days and, you know, yeah.
Have you thought about doing a Pat Boone move? So Pat released, he was on my show a number of years ago and was talking about his album. It was a metal album, but he covered heavy metal songs but did it in a jazz kind of way. So he did like Crazy by Ozzy Osbourne.
Crazy Train, yeah.
Crazy Train. Crazy Train, and did it in a kind of a jazzy, you know, sort of a thing. But then the picture on the album cover, he had this leather vest on, and, you know, it was kind of a fun look at
Pat Boone.
I'm telling you, you don't believe
me.
Did it do well?
I guess that's the question.
Listen, if you were concerned about whether it did well or not, you wouldn't be doing the kind of music you're doing, right? I mean, come on, you guys. It's the purity. You guys are doing it for ethical reasons. You both of you are not in this for the coin. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's true, but we do like to make a living. But yeah, it, you know, so it's that's always the dilemma. And you know, when you're primary, as you say, you know, I mean, obviously we're not doing this to make the coin, and there'd be a lot of other occupations that I would have been much better off getting into, you know, 40 years ago or whatever. But this is what we do, and I love being able to play music, but that's always is the challenge. And in fact, the whole role of a performer, where you're on stage and you're sort of, you know, like there's this imperative, you know, to kind of create this look at me moment.
Right.
And yet, you know, as someone who's coming from a spiritual perspective,
you're supposed to lay me down.
Exactly. You know, so it's not about me. So that is, you know, I mean, I've kind of accepted for myself that's part of what I'm here to figure out as best I can, you know.
Well, okay, speaking of fame and glory and being a bit of a rock star, Fred, in your circles, in your travels, met some incredible people, amazing people. Who was the one person you met that you were thrilled to meet? I mean, other than Ken.
Thrilled to meet. Boy, there's been a few. There was a moment in particular that I had with Dear Mr. Dress Up, Ernie Coombs.
Yes.
I looked forward to meeting him.
Yeah.
You know, we had crossed paths along the way, but he had been invited to come on my program, and 2 weeks before he was to appear in Vancouver on Fred Penner's Place, his wife passed away.
And that was just ridiculously tragic.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
How it happened.
We were all in shock. You know, we sent the love to him and said, you know, that's fine. We're happy to cancel, you know, that don't worry about it. We're with you. He said, no, my wife would want me to have done the show because we were both excited about that.
Really?
So he came on the program, and the awe that the entire crew and the reverence and the love that just poured out to him. So this isn't about me just meeting Mr. Dress Up, but it was about this moment of the entire crew giving him this bundle of love and support. But the thing that really sort of put a capper on it was the last song that we did in one of the programs was a Tom Chapin tune. Hmm. That he had done with Judy Collins, actually, on his recording back in that day.
The Judy Collins?
Yes, the Judy Collins. Yeah, Tom Chapin had worked with her. They were pals. Okay. But it was I'm forgetting the name of the song. But it was about remembering people that you hadn't been with for a while, you hadn't seen with for a while. Mm. Together tomorrow again. Together tomorrow. Together tomorrow, my friend. Tonight when I'm sleeping, I'll dream of us being together tomorrow again. So here's this song that we had planned on singing together, but we hadn't thought how the lyrics really related to what was happening. So we were both in tears, fighting it through till we get to the end of the show and thank you and goodbye. But it was truly exceptional moment in my life.
Ernie was an incredible guy. My brother actually wrote a beautiful song because, you know, Ernie passed away.
That's right.
The day before 9/11.
I didn't know that.
And my brother had played golf with him like about 10 days before that.
Huh.
And it's called The Week That Ernie Died. And he kind of contrasts the events of that week.
Yeah.
You know, and for him, that week was about his friend Ernie dying. You know, and how Ernie was someone who had spread love and joy and
the antithesis of the next day.
Yeah, he was so loose, you know. I got to do the Mr. Dress-Up show, you know, a bunch of times. And they, you know, the first time I did it, they were all about, you know, I could like memorize the script thinking, because I'm not an actor, but, so I'm trying to do my homework and I get there and they're not following the script. You know, it's like they've done this so many times.
Yeah.
They just have a situation.
Yeah.
They know what the situation is. They know where the plot's going. Yeah,
they
just wing it, you know.
Yeah.
I did a Christmas show one time, and Ernie forgot the words to Jingle Bells, and they just plowed right ahead. You know, it was like, carry on.
And, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, I know this is radio, but since we're talking about Ernie Coombs, Mr. Dress-Up, I would like to give you my impersonation of Finnegan, the dog.
Okay. Ooh.
You ready?
Listen.
Yeah. Here we go. No, it's a visual. Trust me.
Oh, it's a visual.
Remember,
okay.
Finnegan?
I'll keep my eyes open.
Here
then.
We go.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's like Don Cherry in a T-shirt. Mr. Rogers, another great children's entertainer, a Presbyterian minister, if I remember correctly, and a gentle soul.
Very.
Him and his sneakers.
Yeah.
The scariest puppets I've ever seen in my life, though. Those papier-mâché.
They were weird.
Oh, man.
But, boy, yeah, a gentle spirit indeed.
And where was the friendly giant from?
Don Mills. His
Bob
son,
Hummy.
Rick Hummy, Bob Hummy was the friendly giant. And his son is a great jazz bass player. He had toured with Ann Murray for years.
Really?
And we went to high school together, Bob and I. And
so the friendly giant grew up.
I don't know where he grew up, but he lived. He had a house in Don Mills, and his family was – he brought up his family.
And the Hamilton guy who played all the characters on the hilarious House of Frightenstein.
Yeah.
Billy Van, yeah.
Billy Van.
I'm just – sorry, I'm flashing back here.
We're having big flashbacks, yeah. You know, one of my first actual professional engagements was playing on Razzle Dazzle, which is – that goes back.
With Finney.
Michelle Finney,
and flashback.
I like to sometimes say that I'm one of the few people who has done both, you know, Mr. Dress-Up, Fred Penner show, and Saturday Night Live.
Show off. Show, eh? What's it like hanging around with such an ego, Fred? Hey?
It's not an ego. That's the interesting
thing. I know.
It's the depth of love and beauty and sharing. He's Ken Whiteley has taken a phrase that a drummer, a friend of mine in Winnipeg, Gord Oslin, and I coined once upon a time. I won't give you the whole story, but the phrase is, lead us not into expectations, but deliver us from ego.
Oh, dude.
Oh, beautiful. Say it again.
I'm closing my show with
that
every week now.
Go. It's yours.
You know,
it's not yours.
No.
But you can use it.
But I have been closing my show with this. So you'll see how I really need what you just said. Ready? I've been closing my show with, don't forget, folks, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. See, that's not a good thing.
Interesting, but it may lead to
wrong. We could kind of, and that leads into the whole discussion about what is the nature of sin and so on. I'm always up for a good theological discussion.
I'm ready.
Well,
you know what
I'm
up for? I'm up for a tune.
Why don't I sing one? I'll sing my theological discussion.
I would love to hear that.
And the chorus of this song, Fred has never heard this song, but it goes,
okay.
Bigger than that. God is bigger than that.
Bigger than that. the bright morning star. He will be with you wherever you are. In times of trouble, sorrow or pain, God will be with you again and again. But God is bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
God is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. My God's bigger than that. Yes, when we look up in the heavens, every planet in place, but God exceeds both time and space. Within our hearts, we can know that love, a gift to all, beyond, below, or above. And God is bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
God is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. My God's bigger than that. Of course, it's not my God. It's not hers or his. Who could claim possession of all that is? Yet within our hearts, we can know that love, a gift to all, beyond, below, or above. When God is bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
God is bigger than that. God is bigger than that. My God's bigger than that. We see people fighting over forms and names, but whatever you call God, it's always the same. It's like giving water to a thirsty man. You could call it H2O, aqua, but when you drink, you understand. God is bigger than that.
Bigger than that.
God is bigger than that. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
God is bigger than that. My God's bigger than that.
Okay, that might be the best musical moment we've had. That, you guys are killing me. Folks, Fred Penner and Ken Whiteley live on the Drew Marshall Show. Order of Canada.
That happened.
Yeah?
Yeah, that happened. That actually happened.
Oh, man. Do you get any cash for that?
Nope.
No.
Get a nice dinner, though.
Do you?
Yeah, my mom and I went to Ottawa for that event.
Yeah.
Way back, and it was such an honor for me to receive that with mom in the crowd. Yeah.
Who is an Order of Canada person?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right word, but that you look at and you go, wow, they really deserve that.
It's the probably the most humbling experience you'll ever be in, because you're in the company of every discipline on the planet and the people at the top of the heap. So there's a guy who discovered a medical instrument that's curing something incredible. There's Rachtemer and Norman Jewison were actually there the year that I received. You know, are you kidding? These are two iconic, you know, filmmakers. It's just amazing. You know, you stand there. And the interesting thing is, you know, in conversation with all of these other people who are at the top of the food chain in their division, feel the same way. They said, what am I doing here? What am I doing here?
But that's stereotypically humility, is it not?
Down the line.
I mean, it's Canadian. Jean Vanier. And there's a guy who
he's amazing. I remember he came and spoke at my high school.
Really?
He had just started L'Arche,
yeah,
community, and you spoke at my high school, and it was very memorable for me as a high school student to see him and to be in his presence. You know, like in India, they have that expression darshan, where you're in the presence of somebody who really brings it. You know, really is there, really present. That profound humility and love, and it was just very moving. Yep. Yeah.
Well, let's move some more. Can we do another song, please, here? By the way, how was the drive? Did you get stuck in any?
Yes. They've closed Lansdowne Avenue, which was our route to the Gardner. And, you know, I mean, there's traffic on Saturdays. Yeah. It's crazy. Anyway.
Well, I want you both to know I really appreciate the effort to come today. This is fantastic.
And we are rehearsing for tomorrow. See, that was the other problem, you know, and I suggested that might be a little bit challenging because.
No, this is great. And listen. Yeah, let me guilt everyone, because Christians react to guilt really well. So
some.
Yeah. I just want to say, folks, these two have made a big effort to come today to share some of their guts on our show. And so why don't you spend some of your guts on their show tomorrow? That didn't sound right, did it? 2 o'clock, Hughes Room, 2 o'clock. Go early, grab some lunch, have some drinks, get a good seat. Well, there's no bad seat in that place. Starts at 2. Great. Listen, I'm telling you, if you go, I'll be there. If you go and at the end of it you don't like it, I will give you $20.
Sure.
That's it. I'll cover something. That's the way it is. Right? Toronto Rock can do a guarantee for their game. If they don't win, everyone gets a free ticket for another game.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, I'll do something similar. What's this song we're doing, guys?
Well, do you want to do the Jesse World?
Yeah.
One of the reasons that I'm particularly delighted to be at Hughes Room tomorrow is the last time I was there, I was in the presence of the late and awesomely great Jesse Winchester, and we had met a few times over the years, and iconic is an understatement, but this is a Jesse Winchester tune that we have shared on a number of occasions.
Brilliant.
One of these days I'm gonna take a vacation by a quiet and a peaceful shore, and I'll cool my feet in those crystal waters, and I won't have to worry no more. 'Cause my burden has got so heavy, I can't stand up alone. I must lay my head down on one strong shoulder. You can't stand up alone, or you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone. No, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone. Oh, well, trouble, I have seen trouble all around my door. Go away and leave me, old man, trouble. I don't want your trouble no more. 'Cause you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone. Oh, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone. Then a voice came down like thunder. And a light all around me shone. I said, come on, get up and take hold of my hand. You don't need your trouble no more. Oh, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone. Oh, you can't stand up all by yourself. You can't stand up alone. You need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone. Oh, you need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone, I say. Oh, you need the touch of a mighty hand. You can't stand up alone.
So good, guys. So good. Thank you both so, so much for coming here today. What a pleasure. I know people throw accolades and compliments, and which I think sometimes are the same thing. They just say nice stuff to you guys all the time. But I am getting, honestly, I got to fix this. I'm getting harder as a person. My insides are getting harder. And your stuff melts me. is what I'm trying to say. I'm not sure if I did a good job explaining that, but that's why I'm so thankful.
I understand the melting concept. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a very high compliment. Thank you very much.
Folks, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Hughes Room. Come say hi. Tickets are normally $635, but tomorrow they're how much, Ken?
$20 if you call them today and $22 if you go tomorrow.
Boy, that's a crazy deal. Down from $600. That's amazing.
Yeah, and in groups of 10, you know, get a discount. So it's $18 if you get a group of 10 together.
Very well done. That's the end of the Drew Marshall Show. What am I now ending my show with, Fred?
Lead us not into expectations, but deliver us from ego.
That's it. That is exactly it. Thanks for tuning in, and we will catch up with you. I'm just trying to think who's on next week that I can't remember. Oh, N.T. Wright, Tom Wright, a theologian, will be on next week along with some other people. It'll be fun.
It'll
Thanks.
Be
great.
Is to a bigger picture, is to the bigger love I am a liberal.